Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
AA ordering all American Airlines flights grounded at the airline's request. The issue had to do with paperwork that hadn't been turned in, so all the flights were stopped. American says things are back up, people are on planes again, but there will be ripple effects throughout the day. Maybe it's a train you're taking this Christmas Eve. Well, those are running again, too, on the Northeast Corridor.
Amtrak says it's fully restored service between Philadelphia and New York. Since Sunday, the railroad has been dealing with cascading delays and cancellations. First after down power lines along the busy Northeast Corridor on Sunday, and then signal power problems at New York's Penn Station on Monday. An Amtrak statement thanking passengers for their understanding.
That's ABC's Dave Packer. Total vindication for Alec Baldwin as prosecutors in New Mexico decide not to file any charges against him related to the Rust fatal shooting. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It's Christmas Eve, but there's a cloud of collective grief hanging over the holidays right now in Madison. That's especially true for the Abundant Life Christian School community. The typical holiday cheer just may not look the same this year. Not to mention, we can all have our own struggles, apart from the collective grief after the school shooting, missing a loved one, or broken relationships, or just being physically apart from people we care about. According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, 64% of people with depression report the holidays just make them feel worse. Psychiatrist Dr. Ibrahim Sablaban says sadness is one of our most universal human emotions, and the key is to embrace it.
The worst thing somebody can do is really try to suppress feeling human, really suppress feeling lonely, feeling sad, feeling a sense of loss. It's very easy to say, oh, I need to get my mind off of so-and-so who passed away, but that's not the healthy way forward.
Remember, if someone is in crisis, you should call or text 988 or 911. And you might be gathering with loved ones that you don't typically get to see too often. Now could be a good time to have an open and frank conversation about mental health. Now let's talk about something fun, shall we? We managed to track down the big guy before he heads around the world. Lisa Hale has more with Santa.
Being Santa is more than delivering toys and eating milk and cookies. He said it's also helping children believe in themselves as well as jolly old Saint Nick.
Santa wants you to listen to your mom and your dad and to do chores if you're given them. Be good in school. Have a, you know, good relationship with your friends. But most of all, love yourself and be kind to yourself. Because kids today are pretty harsh on themselves sometimes.
Santa was a guest Monday on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor Show.
I'm Savannah Tome Olson on this Christmas Eve. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers dominate the Saints.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Saints 34-0. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's hard to shut out an opponent in this league, and from what I was told, it was the first one this season, so I was really proud of our defense.
Running back Josh Jacobs with a total of over 100 yards of offense and a touchdown.
I tell people all the time I feel like I'm the heartbeat of the team in the sense of I get everybody energized. I get everybody with the right type of mentality that I feel like we need to have to play in the game.
With the win, the Packers have clinched a spot in the playoffs. NBA, some of the Bucks players not happy. They won't be playing on Christmas Day, feeling snubbed by the NBA. Last night, the Bucks beat the Bulls 112-91. Chris Middleton with 21 points.
Chris, I thought maybe his best game of the year. Early in the year, we wouldn't have won either game. Now we're not only winning games, we're winning them, you know, with a cushion. I thought defensively, it's maybe one of our best defensive effort.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 31 for a high this afternoon with a light northeasterly breeze. Tonight it will be cloudy. There could be a little patchy fog in some spots, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the deceased actor, Jimmy Stewart. Don't ask me how we got him. He's going to talk about his film, It's a Wonderful Life. And then Santa joins me to talk about his illustrious career.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show. This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And President, I'm going to vote yes to be able to move on to this bill. Because we need a change in the law. I understand we have differences. But we've got to sit down together, figure out how we're going to solve problems, because the American people sent us here to do that. This is the pen that I was handed at that desk when I was sworn in to the United States Senate. And I signed a book that was at that desk with this pen because I was becoming a United States Senator, because the people at home sent me here to get stuff done and to solve problems.
Yep. Senator Langford went on to say,
there's no reason for me to have this pen if we're just going to do press conferences.
Yep.
I can do press conferences from anywhere, but we can only make law from this room. And to do that, you need one of these pens. And there's 100 of them in this room, mm-hmm. and 60 of us have to agree to solve a problem.
Oy.
And I'm determined to sit down with anyone who wants to solve the problem, regardless of what side of the aisle that they're on, to figure out how we solve these things. Because Americans are ticked off that this is not resolved, and they expect us to get things done.
Yeah. Amen.
They are.
So why don't we do that?
Because you look around, your party is not there to govern.
Oh.
They're despicable.
Party's
that Mitch McConnell let him negotiate this for 4 months, right?
And knowing, threw him under the bus.
Yeah, knowing that they were just going to do whatever Trump, they were going to blow it up, do whatever Trump says, leave Ukraine high and dry, mm-hmm. We're speculating. We think he means Hannity, but
yes.
He literally talked about, I was threatened by a media personality. Mm-hmm. If I solve this problem in an election year, I will destroy you. This is what this party has become. I don't even know what to say. I know someone that does know what to say.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome.
Dr. Irwin Red that I'm joined is now MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redlener.
And now he entered.
Gary became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redlener is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Mm. Good morning, Dr. Redlener. Do you know how many wardrobe malfunctions I have on Thursdays where I'm like, do I do the Dr. Doom? Do I do one of my vaccine t-shirts or do I do my Ukraine t-shirt? I went with Ukraine today.
I appreciate that. Really, that was the right decision for me. I'm very happy to see that.
You've obviously been walking the talk over in Ukraine, but I know you tweeted about it. I saved this meme for you. If you think standing by our allies is expensive, where do you see the cost of abandoning them? I can only imagine your thoughts today, Doc.
You know, it's so incredible, and one of the things I've been looking at pretty carefully is what exactly are we talking about? And in this case, for Ukraine, we're talking about $60 billion in aid that they critically need to defend us, I said, from Russia. But the $60 billion, it's not like we write a check to Ukraine. That check goes, $48.6 billion of the $60 billion goes to the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they use that money to give to U.S. defense contractors to replace the stockpile. We give the old stuff to Ukraine, yeah, which is still useful.
It's a win-win-win-win.
The rest on American, yeah, companies with American jobs.
Yes, and Doc, I'm saved a bunch of tweets for you. If Ukraine falls, Putin will invade Eastern and Central Europe. If Ukraine falls, Z will invade Taiwan. Ukraine must not fall. The ramifications are beyond measure. Stand with Ukraine. Lincoln Project, you might have seen this. The architects of the coming Russian victory in Europe and the enablers of the new axis of autocracy between Russia, China, and Iran aren't in Moscow, Tehran, or Beijing. They're in Washington, D.C., and every last one of them is a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're over there helping in Ukraine. You know the geopolitical consequences of this, don't you?
Yeah, no, the geopolitical consequences are almost incalculably bad for America and for the democracies of the world. It's very, very hard to quantify how horrible it would be, not to mention the humanitarian crisis that has been caused by an unnecessary and frivolous, deadly invasion by Russia of a free, democratic ally of ours. And this whole thing is so unconscionable. Why it's even up for debate is really beyond me, and I think I understand it less, except we now have this coalition of the stupid in the United States Congress, combined with a coalition of the cult followers and a coalition of the just grossly crass political types who don't want problems solved because they think it'll help Trump win in November.
I want to get your take.
What a group. What a thing.
I mean, I wanted to get your take on this. Seth Abramson tweets, why is no one saying that the Republican Party is publicly purchasing Russian election interference in 2024 by blocking U.S. aid to Russia's enemies? It's a naked plea for Putin to once again try to install Donald Trump in the White House. And that plea is even being made in person, it would appear, by Tucker Carlson, a man on Trump's VP shortlist, who's made perfectly clear he sees it as being to his financial and personal advantage to sell Trump's Putinist foreign policy at home and abroad. I mean, it is kind of extraordinary to see Tucker Carlson over there in Moscow to get Putin's side of the Ukraine war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's the fact that people listen to him anymore is just crazy. You know, even right-wing Republicans have never supported Russia in the past. I mean, what the hell happened? What is it? What is this hypnotic spell that Donald Trump has cast upon these Republican lawmakers and the likes of Tucker Carlson? I just don't understand.
Well, these anti-vax conspiracy theories, they think that vaccines cause zombies, but they're going to awaken Zombie Reagan soon.
Yeah.
And then we'll see. But yeah, you said it on Twitter, Doc. You said, once again, enough Senate Republicans obeyed cult master Trump's order to vote against and scuttle aid for Ukraine and Israel and border deal that Republicans had actually demanded. You said, yes, folks, we've now entered the twilight zone of total political dysfunction. The actual bill Trump tried to get done and that they demanded.
Yep, and there you go. I mean, this really says it all. You ask for something, you get it, and then the other side, then they say, well, sorry, we don't want it. Forget it. We don't want it. And why don't we want it? We don't want it because we think not taking it, what we wanted, would somehow help Donald Trump become president again.
Yeah.
There's so many things wrong with this formula.
God bless that there's enough Americans like you and Malcolm Nance and, you know, reportedly Warren Buffett or his son, we're not sure, is giving $500 million to Ukraine.
Yeah.
I mean, enough of us. Hopefully there is enough of us, you know, that see the moral, you know, rights in the world to you know, I don't even know what to say. Like, you know, it just is, it's such a distressing time. You and I talk about all the time, just this COVIDiocy. This is not just COVID that we still have going into, you know, what is it, 4 or 5 years now. Congressman, off-base ad claims Fauci shipped COVID to Montana. I mean, this stupidity is going to go on forever. A fundraising ad for U.S. Representative Matt Rosendale. He's challenging John Tester, the Democrat there. It shows a photo of Dr. Fauci behind bars swarmed by flying bats. He maintains a Montana biomedical research facility, has a dangerous link to the pandemic. He said in the ad, it's revealed that Fauci brought COVID to Montana 1 year before COVID broke out in the U.S. It charges in all caps. Donate today and hold the D.C. bureaucracy accountable. Well, you know, of course, Doc, in the same article, Rosendale's claim is wrong about when scientists began their work, what they were studying, where they got the materials. The researchers began their work in 2016, although they were studying a coronavirus. It wasn't the virus that causes COVID. The Montana scientists used a lab-grown clone for their research. The first laboratory-confirmed case of COVID was not detected in the U.S. until January 20th, 2020. It rated pants on fire. Lie by, you know, PolitiFact or wherever. But here we are, Doc, fundraising on this nonsense.
We are, you know, it's stuff like, it's not like even this BS is confined to a single issue. So what's happened is the anti-COVID vaxxers have spread their toxic misbeliefs and misinformation to other vaccines. So now we have a growing crisis of children not getting the normal childhood vaccines to prevent them from getting really horrible diseases. And look, it seems to be that stupidity is contagious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People would much rather believe BS like this political ad or from Donald Trump or from this extreme right-wing MAGA group that feels that they could just get away with anything. And they are getting away. They're getting away with it, which is so frightening. And I don't know what it says about the future of the United States, but there's reason to worry, Stephanie. This is why, like, your voice on the radio and reaching a lot of people has to continue with the strength that you bring to the table. It's just absolutely critical.
I agree, because my dogs need to eat. But got to buy Dr. Marty's.
It's true.
You know, I know, Doc, but I imagine it just gets exhausting. I mean, it just, you know, it's like they think there's this giant COVID memory hole. Like, it was that long ago, and that we don't know that it's still ongoing. You know, I mean, what was Trump talking about? Well, first of all, he called it supply change.
Change, yeah.
That's not what he meant. Supply chain. He's like, everything is working fantastically under me. It's like, do they think we forgot? We were trapped at home, like, wiping our ass with coffee filters. We couldn't even find toilet paper. Like, no, nothing. I mean, I said yesterday, Doc, his response to the pandemic will go down in history, I think, is the worst response to a pandemic ever. I mean, the stupidity was just off the charts.
You know, and he's proud of it.
Yeah.
And the people that follow him are proud of it, and they believe every single word of it. You know, it makes you wonder how far he could go. Like, if he went and said, listen, you know, all that BS about the world being round, now it's actually flat. I guarantee you there'd be 20 million MAGA guys who think that the world is now flat. There's no limit to what he says that people will believe. And this is the trap we've gotten ourselves into now, except that, look, on the good news side, would it be okay if I just don't think at the end of the day there's going to be enough of these MAGAs to have Trump prevail in November.
I agree.
Even if it's 20 million or 30 million, it won't do it.
Dr. Doom magically transforms into Little Mary Sunshine at the end of the segment. Yay! Love you, Dr. Doom.
Dr. Bloom. Yes.
We go. Yay. Okay. Love you, Dr. Doom. See you next week.
Well,
Talk
bye.
18
bye.
Minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty. Oh, dear. Bonnie's in the dog bed, and Clyde is in between both dog beds.
Did you expect anything else from Clyde?
At least you didn't call him the other name.
Hello, dum-dum.
Don't call him that. He's handsome. I have to, you know how many, like, you know how much life coaching I have to do with Clyde because to counter your negativity? I have to every morning say, you are handsome and romantic and athletic. You are all the things. You were smart. You were kind. You were important. Here's some Dr.
Hello, Marty's. Dum dum.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It is the best food, I'm telling you. I love Feeding, Bonding, and Fly Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend because it's full of real, wholesome ingredients. Turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potato, spinach. None of those sketchy ingredients.
Now.
And here's the best news. Freeze-dried, raw, pantry-safe, lightweight. No thawing, no mess, no fridge or freezer space needed. It is full of all of those nutrients your doggy needs to thrive. Even picky eaters absolutely love it. The raw, freeze-dried flavor. Get it. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, and don't forget Nature's Feast for the kitties. Okay, drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and we need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get our newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. From now through December 31st, join FFRF for 50% off membership. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hey, good morning. Listen, you can slam me into any heartbreak you want. It's Stephanie Miller show, and you can talk over me, whatever you want.
Thank you.
I just want to say that Nancy Pelosi, you know, people out there, whether you love her or you hate her, she is a boss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She knew how to count votes. She would never bring anything to the floor unless she had the votes. And, you know, while this does kind of, you know, it's kind of fun watching a little bit and we can kind of laugh about it, the reality of the situation is, thank God they're so stupid and inept. But this is the reality. You know, Bob was talking about Project 2025.
Yeah.
They have real dangerous people and plans in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if, God forbid, Trump gets in again, because people are playing with their vote or whatever, they are going to be able to do this, and it's not going to be funny. And so everybody needs to get everybody registered to vote, make sure people understand what the threat, check your registration at vote.org, and let's do everything in our power for the next, you know, however many months to get Joe Biden reelected.
Absolutely.
Amen.
All right. Yes. Hooray. And amen. And testify. And preach.
That's right.
In addition, who said of Mitch McConnell, I don't think the last 3 months could have been handled any worse than it has been handled from a leadership perspective. It's been a total disaster.
Astro Jetson.
No. Noted fisting aficionado Josh Hawley.
Oh, okay. He likes fisting.
Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. You're all equally awful. Meanwhile, our Bidenomics is working. Mm-hmm. We are humming along. The vice
we
president.
We have the strongest economy of any nation right now, including so-called developed nations. We have historic low unemployment, including historic low black unemployment. Mm-hmm. Wages have outpaced inflation. You look at consumer confidence, all these things that economists talk about. We are looking at mortgage rates coming down. Mm-hmm. We have created over 14 million jobs, over 850 new manufacturing jobs.
Yeah, thank you, MVP. Norm in Michigan. Hey, Norm, welcome.
Hi, Stephanie. First time caller for me. I stumbled up on your guys' stations a few weeks ago and like, whoa, wait a minute. I kind of like the sound of this. Not really because it necessarily fit my narrative, but I like the way you guys bring it out.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay, right. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, I had this kind of thought last night. It was kind of a nightmare feeling. We see what's happening in Texas with Governor Abbott, and I know you guys are more into this as far as the history of it all. I could look it up yet, but I don't want to take the time to do that. How many times have we had people or institutions defy the highest court in the land and say, you know what, we're not doing that. We're going to do our own thing. Screw you, you know, kind of force your finger at the Supreme mm-hmm. Court. And I'm thinking Colorado, Maine, possibly New York, or other places in the country, if the Supreme Court says to them, you got to put him on the ballot. We just don't want to deal with it. You got to make the decision. You got to put him on the ballot. And those states say, you know what? Screw you. Make us.
Hmm.
And then what happens?
Yeah, no, that's true. They're just hypocrites.
Yes,
I mean, they really are. They're just. By the way, they're so picky choosy about when they have their states' rights argument.
That's right.
Right? And it's. He's exactly right. That yeah, it's fine for Greg Abbott to defy the Supreme Court, but you know, if, on whether it's Roe or being on the ballot, it's like, oh no, the state has no right.
Yep.
No, because it's whatever Trump wants. It's you know, Rachel Maddow said, we're a party and they are a guy. Whatever that guy wants. Give me Jeffries real quick. 15, Hakeem Jeffries, future speaker. Thank you.
Yes, Jeffries.
We had the same exact margins in the last Congress.
Yes.
The same exact margins. Republicans have produced chaos, dysfunction, and extremism under the same margins under the leadership of Speaker Pelosi. We produced the American Rescue Plan. Shots in arms, money in pockets, kids back in school, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, which will create millions of good-paying jobs and clean water in every single community. Gun safety legislation for the first time in 30 years that will save lives.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Kelly Carlin joins us next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. People in some southern Wisconsin towns came out to find plastic bags on their driveway that were filled with hate speech, saying things like white power. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
Police in Whitewater and Maguanago are investigating, but they might not be able to do much about flyers with hateful language found recently. The reports are about the distribution of plastic bags containing what is described as hate speech materials. The bags were found over the weekend. Authorities say they're seeking more information and surveillance footage. A recent court case in Kenosha ruled that similar flyer distribution was protected under the First Amendment.
Last month, there were fake deportation flyers found in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, Madison's public transportation is operating on special schedules today and tomorrow. Routes end early tonight for Christmas Eve. The last buses will run between 5:30 and 7-ish. Meanwhile, tomorrow, Madison Metro will basically be running on a Sunday schedule with reduced service. And we're often busy enjoying, and it can be easy to overlook how much waste we produce around the holidays. Derek Tritz has some suggestions from the Department of Natural Resources.
Rules for recycling vary locally, but there are several items that can be recycled anywhere in Wisconsin, according to DNR Waste Reduction and Division Coordinator Jennifer Sunbrow.
From La Crosse to Milwaukee up into the North Woods, you can recycle containers made of steel, aluminum, glass, and plastics numbers 1 and 2, as well as cardboard, newspaper, magazines, office paper, and other papers.
Batteries and electronics like tablets and phones should be brought to recycling drop-off sites, as they can cause fires in waste bins, in transportation, and at recycling facilities not equipped to handle electronics. More information about recycling in Wisconsin can be found at dnr.wi.gov.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's Christmas Eve. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 31 for a high this afternoon with a light northeasterly breeze. Tonight it will be cloudy. There could be a little patchy fog in some spots, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Mr. Zomers and I sit down to bring you a special Christmas holiday show and happy Hanukkah as well. Lots of Christmas music and reflections on the season. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Ad Council.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
The CHIPS and Science Act to bring domestic manufacturing jobs back home to the United States of America, and the Inflation Reduction Act, the largest investment in combating the climate crisis in the history of the world, setting our planet on a sustainable trajectory forward, strengthening the Affordable Care Act, and driving down the high price of life-saving prescription drugs for millions of Americans, including taking the price of insulin from $4,000 a year to $35 a month.
Hakeem Jeffries, thank you. Future Speaker Hakeem Jeffries. Chris, who said of the George Carlin AI special, the irony of all this is that my father was such a unique thinker. One thing he said to people is, think for yourself. And here are these people absorbing his material to try and think like him. It's the ultimate zombification of a human life.
Judy Jetson.
No. My father is the kid, Kelly Carlin. Oh. Our guest right now. Okay. You are so
bad at this.
Terrible at this.
Wow. Really good morning, Kelly Carlin.
Good morning.
By the way, we have the same rule for you on the show that we have for Jody Hamilton, and that is that everyone must say, Kelly Carlin, aren't you smart and funny, and don't you contribute a lot to the show? Also, I love your dad.
Thank you. Appreciate that I have a being, a sense of personhood outside of just the other person.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, we've been talking about this, Kelly, that you are suing, obviously, George Carlin's estate is suing the creators of the AI-generated comedy special called George Carlin, I'm Glad I'm Dead. And you said it best. You said we have to draw a line in the sand. This is going to be a fight on every front with entertainment at the center. I can only imagine how you felt because I, you know, revered my dad as well. You know, if they tried to recreate my dad in Congress or the Nuremberg or something, it's just, it's creepy, isn't it?
So creepy. It's ghoulish, you know. It's like this weird energy comes into the room, and you're thinking, really, you're gonna try to pretend to be this, and then they do the thing, whatever it is, and it is just, you know, they have this term for it called uncanny valley, to describe that like emptiness that's in the space with an AI figure, you know, and it really is. There's like. It is soulless. I mean, that's really what it feels like.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So the lawsuit accuses the creators of utilizing without consent or compensation George Carlin's entire body of work consisting of 5 decades of comedy routines to train an AI chatbot, which wrote the episode's script. It also takes issue with using his voice and likeness, obviously, for promotional purposes. But I didn't realize, Kelly, I was reading the whole story about this. So it's an AI program. It has access to most of your father's personal records, including text messages, social media accounts, browsing histories.
Oh, God.
That's theirs. The hosts of the podcast have given this AI. So it turns out, though, since we sued them, they've come clean, and it's not an AI bot.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, it's them writing everything.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
So the AI part of the special is the voice. Mm-hmm. So they used a voice modulator, a recognition thing to try to replicate his voice. And this is a pretty common thing with musicians who are doing this stuff. But no, the gentleman, Chad, who's one of the hosts, he claims, or actually the representative of the podcast said in another article, a New York Times article, that they did not write any of this and that they don't write any of this and that their audience has always been in on the joke. But this is not how they represent these things to the public. And if you're not a person who watches their podcast religiously, all you know is that they dropped on January 9th, they had a podcast where this AI bot comes on as a guest, because that's what their little shtick is, and tells these two humans, oh, I've ingested all of George Carlin's recordings, and I've written and performed an hour-long special called George Carlin, I'm Glad I'm Dead. And that's how it goes on the podcast. And then the two guys go, oh, my God, that's amazing. You did this. La, 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 la. And then they dropped the special out there as if it was a thing. There's no titling it anything but George Carlin, I'm Glad I'm Dead. So that's really what we're suing them for, two things, one of which is some copyright infringement. Yeah. But really, it's called rights of publicity.
Right.
And this is the, you know, luckily in California, we have a protection. Not all states have this. And so we really are suing them for using the name and likeness and profiting off of it.
Okay. Well, and yep. By the way, thank you for explaining. Jody can tell you I don't even know how to turn off the sounds on my alerts on my phone. So I really, until you explained this, I had no idea.
I'm
reading how it's explained. AI-generated George Carlin imitates the comedian's signature style and cadence, narrates commentary over images created by AI, tackles modern subjects such as the prevalence of reality TV, streaming services, and AI itself. Most of those topics, of course, came to mainstream prominence after he died in 2008. I mean, how many times has someone said to you, what would your dad think about blah, blah, blah? Well, it is profoundly not fair to pretend that you know exactly what George Carlin would say about this or that, right? And you're his daughter.
It's the bane of my existence, that question. Really, really. I mean, it is the worst thing about it all. And the point I made, like when I put out a statement right away after it dropped, and I said, you know, the point is that he's dead. And that's what happens with dead people. They stay dead, and we will never know what they think or say.
Right.
And that's why we need to cherish them when they're alive. You know, it's like AI and these people want to erase death and they just want to like eternalize human beings. And there's something so unnatural and weird about that. And there's something so, immature about the inability to be with the fact that things do end.
Well, if I were you, Kelly, I were you, I was his daughter, I'd just find the title offensive.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm dead. You know, I'd be like, F you. I'm not glad my dad is dead. You know, it's like, and I get the joke that, you know, everything that's happening in the world now, George Carlin would think this or that, but it's just, yeah.
I think the most egregious thing, Steph, is that they had my dad talking about Taylor Swift.
Oh, please.
Oh, God. Imagine my father doing a bit on Taylor Swift.
I'm reading all these parts. I wanted to react to this. Suit alleges they admitted they inputted thousands of hours of George Carlin's original copyrighted routines to an AI machine with the aim of fabricating his voice and style. The violations of the right of publicity laws that you talked about, obviously also just for his name and likeness. That's like a standard here in Hollywood, you can't do that. You know, we even have like, you know, when we have, you know, people that contribute designs, but they're people that are on our show, we're like, we can't sell someone else's likeness without asking them. That seems like Hollywood 101, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems like these two young men have no idea what they're doing and have gotten themselves in way over their head. I mean, whether they knew what they were doing and they got a bunch of publicity out of it, that's one form of, you know, dastardliness. Or they're just morons and they have no idea what they're doing and now they're paying a price for it. But, you know, either way, it doesn't matter to us because we do have to draw a line in the sand and let people know, A, you can't screw with the Carlin name, likeness, being. And, you know, this AI thing, you know, at first we thought it was like, wow, this is insane. They used AI to write the whole thing. But even just the AI voice imitation, that's a huge line in the sand that people need to make around this.
Yeah.
And luckily, though, there is legislation that is moving through Congress right now.
Okay.
So that's good. And SAG has been a big part of that. Yeah. And there was just a big committee thing here in L.A. last week with Congress. And I have to tell you, the person leading the committee and who's on our Daryl Issa.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So you got to give credit to someone that made a fortune selling car alarms because they used to be a
car thief.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's so funny. Like, you know, it's like, well, at least, and Matt Gaetz, too, because Matt Gaetz is in a district where it's a bunch of old boomers who hate robots. So he's totally.
That's because robots live on old people's medicine,
they
Kelly.
Do.
And I think you know that.
Sam Waterston told us. Yeah. Sam Waterston warned us about the robots.
Yeah.
let's talk real quick about the suit anticipates a potential First Amendment defense, which we hear a lot. It says the special has no comedic or creative value absent its self-proclaimed connection with George Carlin, does not, for example, satirize him as a performer or offer an independent critique of society. And it also, you say, it may deter younger audiences who are unfamiliar with your father, may not have liked the special, from engaging with his real body of work. These are all great points. It says the installment misrepresents Carlin's art. It takes the introduction of Carlin's work away from where it properly lies, with the words of his real work and the owners of its copyrights, and puts it in the hands of, these idiots. Those are all great points, but I don't see how that would fall under First Amendment, how they're arguing.
No, they won't have a First Amendment argument, we don't think. And that is the problem, is that if we leave it up in any iteration and people can download these things, they took it off right away. Once the lawsuit dropped, it disappeared from their YouTube channel, but other people had already downloaded it and were uploading it other places. So then what happens in the future? Not only younger people come across it and think, oh, that's George Carlin, but AI goes on the internet in search of all things George Carlin, right, if we don't control this thing. Yeah. And then it sucks that into all the other George Carlin stuff and thinks, oh, that's just going to... So it waters it down and it deludes his actual work, because now it's thinking, oh, that's part of the algorithm of George Carlin, if you could even possibly make an algorithm out of people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and your dad's longtime manager is quoted saying, in order to accomplish what they did, they needed to, without permission, take a reputation, a body of work, a voice and a likeness, use it to draw attention to themselves. It raises issues of civil and criminal liability under both California and federal statutes regulating rights of publicity and copyright. And you were saying, I mean, obviously this isn't just for you. It's and I was saying, we got to get this locked down for Carol Burnett. Because this is going to affect lots of people. Robin Williams' daughter said they're coming for you next. And Joan Rivers' daughter, Melissa, was, obviously is. So this is a concern that I think, you're kind of taking up the banner for this, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been really it's been amazing the people who've come to my side and rallied around this. And a lot of Nepo babies from SAG have connected with me. Yeah. We're having now like AA Nepo baby meeting at the Hollywood Hills. Jody, you need to come.
I definitely do.
And so it's, it's such a scary thing, because if we remember social media 16 years ago, we were all like, how good could see my old friend from high school? That's so great. And yeah. Oh, isn't this great? Yeah. Oh, we're all watching the Grammys together. Yay, Obama. And we all thought it was just so hunky dory. Yeah. And then, 5 years in, 10 years in, 15 years in, we're like, oh, it's a monster. Uh-huh. Well, we're right at the beginning of this AI thing. And it is an even a bigger monster than social media. And now is the time to act. Now is the time for everyone out there who's listening to this to contact their representatives and tell them to support the AI Fraud Act, which is moving through the congressional legislation, because we know Congress is really dysfunctional. They're going to work this out.
Yeah.
But this is for everybody, human, because AI is taking ordinary people. People are using AI to replicate ordinary people and put them, not just Taylor Swift, but put young girls into pornography. And replicate people's voices like they did with Biden. I heard a story that they replicated a young girl's voice and they used it to call their parents.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And to blackmail them?
Yeah. Wow.
That's quite a bit.
I mean, I saved this story for you because this is what I'm, to your point, a new and legitimately scary study has found AI models behaving in not ideal manners. The researchers found the industry, the robots are turning on us.
They are.
Even Will Smith cannot save us.
Nope.
Will Smith.
Nobody can.
Okay. Industry safety techniques did not curb bad behavior from the language models, which were trained to be secretly malicious, and in one case even had worse results. The AI learning to recognize what triggers the safety software was looking to hide its behavior. Mm-hmm. Another AI model was subject to poisoning, whereby it would be helpful to users most of the time, but when deployed, respond to prompts by saying, I hate you. This AI model seems to be all too eager to say that, however, and ended up blurting it out to researchers during training. I mean, like, we don't have enough real hate generated by Donald Trump, the MAGA right. We need AI-generated hate, right?
Yeah, and don't we have enough cautionary tale movies already?
Right.
Yes. Come on. like for the last 40 years we've been doing, you know, 2001 Space Odyssey was, you know, right. I mean, all of, I mean, just endless versions of like, do not give the machines sentience or consciousness or agency in any way. Yeah. And, you know, they're like, oh, okay, well, this is going to be really neat. Let's do it.
Well, we have real love for you. It's not AI generated. We love when you and Jody talk about growing up with all other kids of famous comedians.
Yes.
Constant fights over whose parent is funnier. Chris says, I want AI because I'm lazy and I can sleep in.
Yeah. It would be a big help.
Yeah, there you go. Kelly, please come back anytime because aren't you smart and funny and don't you contribute a lot to the show?
I also love your dad. Yes.
And you know the story I've told you every single time. I have to tell you again that when your dad came on my show a bunch of years ago, remember our executive producer?
Oh, yeah.
How many times did I make her tell the story? She said, George Carlin said, oh, she's funny. I'll come on her show. I was like, tell me again what George Carlin said.
But then he corrected your pronunciation of posthumous.
All right, well.
Well, he did that to me, too.
Oh. You're in good company.
All right, love you, Kelly Carlin. See you next time.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
All right, 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by, yes, why? Cozy Earth. Thank you, Grampy. Yes, Cozy Earth is the coziest of. Listen, this is why Club Steph has no vacancies at the moment.
Right.
Tiny baby nephew is here.
Right.
Who's going to come join us on the show. Dr. Wanda, who joined us on the show. This is good business, having Cozy Earth sheets on those beds and keeping, because I'm keeping us guested up, man. Saying my jammies, my sheets. I mean, Valentine's Day is coming up, and they have stuff. I love my Cozy Earth pajamas. Dudes are gonna love. How about the Cozy Earth bamboo joggers or bamboo pullover crew or the Cityscape hoodie? I mean, OMG!
I looked it up during the last break. The Cityscape hoodie. That thing looks amazing.
The waffle bath towel. Everyone loves a waffle bath towel.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're all made from viscose from bamboo, temperature regulating, highly sustainable, supremely soft and comfortable. Right now, save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, all backed by a 10-year guarantee. CozyEarth.com. Type in Miller for up to 35% off at checkout. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please, join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
From now through December 31st, join FFRF for 50% off membership. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com, and we'll be watching out for your text.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. So
let's get up, let's get on it, don't you leave me broken hearted tonight. Yeah, come on. Here we go.
Yes.
Here we are. Kelly Carlin is smart and funny and contributed a lot to the show, and also her dad and your mom are equally funny.
Yes, okay. That's right.
I think they're funnier than I am.
Pam in New Hampshire. Hello, Pam.
Hi, Stephanie. Don't forget. Mitch McConnell was called Moscow Mitch about that aluminum plant in Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what I should do? Or you know what Biden should do? Just invoke the Insurrection Act, and any judge that doesn't want to follow the Constitution and try to overthrow the government, arrest them. No man is above the law.
We were just talking about that, Pam. Like, it makes my brain hurt, this whole, depending on what's ruled, that someone can run and be elected, but they can't serve as president.
Right.
And I said, these MAGA morons will still vote for him.
Absolutely.
And go, well, would you do a civil war? Would you do another insurrection?
Because
seriously, nothing will stop them from voting.
Right, because they think Trump is a victim of the liberal media complex.
But, oh, and then you had a horrifying thought. You said... Well, God forbid he were elected and he couldn't serve, then...
The vice president serves out his
God,
term.
Tucker Carlson! Oh, my God!
Yeah.
We better learn Russian.
I told you I have plans.
Yes.
I'm looking into real estate.
You got called a bad American on Twitter, and I agree. They said Jody's just going to be a coward and leave us here.
Oh, yeah.
Also, she doesn't love America. You don't love America.
Also,
you're staying here.
No.
The people without means to do that are stuck here. And so I...
Yeah, Jody.
Yeah.
So...
Just drive across the border.
Just not everybody can take the Concorde with caviar
and leave
the United States.
We're going with that? Really? Really?
Other people on social media keep saying it. I'm not the one that keeps bringing it up.
Whatever.
Yeah, right. Michael in the...
What are they going to do? Come get me in Mexico?
You've had caviar on the Concorde.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
So have other people.
Yeah.
I've had Concorde grapes. Those are good.
Okay.
On Southwest.
Southwest. No. Spirit. You had Concord grapes on Spirit that you had to bring yourself. That's true.
Right.
It's even worse.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they've come up with a boarding group low enough for me. It was the last time I was in 6.
Lonnie was in 9 yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I have been lower, yes. All right, 58 minutes after the hour. Dana Goldberg coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Christmas Eve. We will have our Christmas cookie exchange at 11:33. The pressure is on. And we'll wrap it up with another holiday edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pete Schwabe, Tom and Amy's boy, and host of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. This year, do yourself and the Earth a favor and skip the card. No one cares what it says, and most don't even read it. I know I don't. Just Venmo cash. Aw, yeah. Happy holidays, everyone.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Airlines is back in the air after a ground stop early this morning. The problem, paperwork, weight and balance information, passenger numbers and fuel requirements. It wasn't handed in on time, so they stopped all American flights for about an hour. Now they are running again. They're up and running again in parts of Texas, but they're not where a line of heavy thunderstorms have halted all takeoffs and landings in that part of the country. Rough weather along the West Coast.
Southern California, storms bringing 30-foot waves and flooding. In Santa Cruz, a man killed after a large wave pinned him under debris. Powerful Pacific surf knocking part of a pier into the ocean.
Oh my God.
Restrooms at the far end of the wharf breaking up and bobbing in the water. A man in a hard hat and another man near heavy equipment seen waving their arms, floating on the wreckage.
ABC's Ariel Reshev. Snow in the Northeast as well this Christmas Eve. This is ABC News.